WABE contributor David Lee Simmons. I hope you and your family had a lovely Christmas.
Yes, and definitely the reason why we're here is to look even forward to the new year. I wanted to kind of throw a few curveballs and show you some of the high and low opportunities because there really is such a great variety of stuff to do.
And this one is very stylish.
Yeah, I wanted to start off on a very sophisticated note with New Year's Eve with the ASO, which pretty much says sophistication right there, and that's at Symphony Hall. And they have a special guest this time. If you've ever heard Michael Bublé or Harry Connick, Tony DeSere kind of reminds me of that. Like, you look at him, and I have to say, in all objectivity, I think my wife would agree, he's a bit of a dude, as all these crooners are. Well, he is going to be performing with this trio, and it really is a beautiful jazz sound that he puts out. That's how I feel. They're going to perform with conductor Michael Krzyzewski and the orchestra. And so it's going to be a beautiful evening. There's going to be a lot of the classics from the American Songbook. I was listening to his version of Let's Face the Music and Dance, which I think he really kind of unpacks and creates this very deliberate version. Let's face the music and dance. I hope he performs it Monday night because it's beautiful.
I think you like him.
Yeah, he's great.
Man or Astroman?
When I was hanging out in the 90s, everybody in the South, everybody wanted to listen to Man or Astroman. And here's why. A lot of times when we talk about the great music scenes in the 90s, like Chapel Hill or Austin, a lot of people don't give enough credit, I think, to Auburn, Alabama, just down the road. And Man or Astroman was a great example of the indie rock and kind of garage rock and punk rock bands that came out of there. To see them live, I have to say, it was almost like watching performance art. This was something that you might have seen inspired by the Velvet Underground. It was very multimedia influence. You would have TV screens stacked upon TV screens with computer screens playing old, obscure sci-fi movies and this kind of radio distortion effect that they would have. So it wasn't just an indie rock band performing.
And so the Earl is going to be decked out with all this multimedia stuff?
Well, I hope so. This is definitely kind of part of their return to the scene. I mean, they've kind of come back and forth with reunion tours and the fact that they're going to be the Earl on Monday night. Yeah, if you're not quite in the ASO sophisticated frame of mind, this is definitely the counterpoint to that on the lower end of the spectrum.
It's a different form of sophistication.
We won't say lower. We'll just say different.
The next thing we're going to talk about, I have to say, I would love to attend, but I have a feeling they're probably going to be sold out.
Well, here's what's funny is there are two really like big festival-type tours of comedians. They're going to be coming through for New Year's Eve, so good luck flipping a coin on which one to go to. But in short, you've got Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam, presented by, of course, the great Shaquille O'Neal, now retired from pro basketball. This will be presented at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, which includes Urban Comics, Gary Owen Capone, along with Tony Roberts and Michael Blackson. But then also you have, I mean, when it's a comedy explosion, I assume it's going to be very eruptive. That's the New Year's Eve Black Comedy Explosion, and that's at the Fox. So you've got Lavelle Crawford, Corey Holcomb, and the host is one of my favorite comics of the last 10 years, and that's D.L. Hughley, who I really got into about 10 years ago. I'm a big fan, so I'm glad that he's going to be hosting this.
Well, I can't think of a better way to bring in the new year than with laughter. So on that note, David Lee Simmons, we wish you a happy new year, and thanks very much.
Happy new year to you, too.